You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Wednesday, which means it's Executive Lounge, and we're chatting to the Chief Executive of Private Personal Banking at Standard Bank, Funeka Montjane. Good evening, Funeka. Thanks so much for the time. How does one become the CEO of Personal Private Banking, and where did you start?
Good evening, Jimmy, and good evening to all your listeners. I hope everybody's doing well. You become the chief executive of the Personal and Private Bank after 18 years at Standard Bank. And you do that by earning your stripes and doing almost all the jobs possible.
That's a whole school career for some people. So 18 years at one employer is certainly considered a lifetime for some. But what's been the most joy you've gotten out of this, out of the entire journey, the professional side of it, whether it's at Standard Bank or other employers? What's been the most rewarding part of this employment cycle?
You know, the last 18 years of Standard Bank for me have been joyful, because the reasons why I joined remain the reasons why I stay, which is really threefold. The first one is that when I was in my late 20s, I was a partner at PwC, and it occurred to me that a lot of our people throughout the continent, you know, are experiencing a degree of personal freedom, but we need to start talking about prosperity. We need to start actually dealing the issue around poverty and all the dignity. I know what it's like to grow up in a situation where your family is poor, you know, and I wanted to then move into financial services because I thought financial services businesses have an opportunity to play a greater role in terms of making a difference. And yeah, I joined Standard Bank because at that time, Sim Shabalala was running the retail bank, said to me, at Standard Bank, we understand that the fortunes of the bank are linked to the fortunes of the continent. So I was like, that's the one. Mm. So I think I joined because I thought I could be part of a movement that makes a difference. I thought I would work with really smart people. And I also wanted to work with a very diverse team. You know, you can imagine what corporate South Africa looked like 18 years ago. So those three reasons have kept me here, and I've been happy to actually play, you know, a role in the things that are important.
Mm. I think it's such a powerful thing that you mentioned there around the financial services sector playing such a critical role in our lives in this day and age, and not coming from the wealthy background. And let's stick with that background for a second. Your X page says you're a village girl in Jozi. Where's the village? Where's the village from?
I am from the former KwaNdebele, Jimmy, which happens to be the same village as the newly appointed deputy governor of the Reserve Bank, Ms. Mampo Modise. So we come from a village that is called Vlaklach, the number one. It's about maybe 30 kilometers from KwaMhlanga, those people who know that homeland. So it was a homeland and all the expectations of a homeland about managing people's expectations about what's possible for them.
There's certainly no denying that anything is possible, and individuals such as yourself and the new deputy governor are clear evidence of that, that there are no limitations except for the ones that we set for ourselves. Funeka, I want to look at your love for art. That's quite an interesting passion. It's quite an interesting hobby that you have. I remember when I wrote a piece about art collections and just the value that exists within art, I was surprised to find and to learn all the things I did learn. Where did your love for art come from?
Interesting. I actually started collecting probably with my second or third paycheck. I think that at that time, you know, one of the earliest financial advice that I've received was that the eighth wonder of the world is compound interest. Pay off your debt as soon as possible, and then choose only three things to spend money on, and hopefully one of them must be experiences, which is why I also have a big love of travel. So I had to choose the other two. I realized, thankfully, I don't know if this is the right thing or not to say, I'm not into cars. So that means I have a lot of money that I can spend on other things if I'm not buying cars. I mean, I was driving a Prius, a black Prius that I bought for 180,000 for like 10, 15 years. That meant then that I had capacity. And I love art. For me, I think art is, you know, in a way, it's strange that you can buy art because ownership of art is not really a thing. Art belongs to the nation. And I'm quite passionate about African art remaining in African hands as much as we are global as well. And so I'm hoping that, you know, the little collection that I've built one day will not be sold, and some of it will be in its rightful place, which is for people. So I think what I've found in art is not only personal enjoyment, but I think a spiritual experience.
Mm. I don't think there's anything wrong with driving one car for so long. I think we have a debate as to the choice of car, but we'll come back to that at another time. Funeka, red or white wine?
Champagne.
Oh, there we go. Third option. That's it. Champagne, the third option. What are you currently reading, Funeka?
I am reading a book by Dr. Atiya called Outlive. Because I think at this stage of my life, I'm about to turn 46. When I then take a step back, I think, you know, if my car of my life has four wheels, if the first wheel is family, I'd say green. If I say the second wheel is, so let's say family and community, green. Spirituality and my sense of self, green. Career, green. But health, when I was reflecting in December, I thought, sure, this is red, red.
Mm.
And without that fourth wheel, you don't come in. So I think this year has been a year of restoring health, or in girl terms, a glow up year.
It's always important to reflect and introspect on these things. I think we often forget to do that in the ups and downs that are life. We forget to just take stock of things, and it's important to remind ourselves of the important things and the things that really matter. Speaking of things that really, really matter, if we look at your life, Funeka, and you have the next 46, 47, 48 years ahead of you, and you can only choose one thing that you want to take with you from a food perspective, one dessert that you cannot live without for the next 40 years, what is that going to be?
It has to be a chocolate fondant.
Why?
That my daughter bakes for my birthday. So every birthday, my daughter bakes, she's in grade 12, she bakes this beautiful sort of like dark chocolate fondant, and she serves it with sour cream. And it's like a thing that it's actually a part of us spending time together, you know. And so a very big part of me is her.
That's such an inspiring reason to choose something. Most people would just say it's because I like chocolate, but that's that's such a sentimental reason behind the choice of dessert. If you could give your daughter one piece of advice, and possibly just something that would take her through the next 10, 20 years of her life, whether it's from a career perspective, from a personal development perspective, what would that piece of advice be?
Yeah, I mean, she's in matric, as you can imagine. This is the last year to download any information. and the code that I normally, what I normally send to frequently is something that come a book, but I heard it quoted by Kerry Washington. I think it's the come from a book called The Artist's Way. And it sort of says that you have to run to catch your bus, you know, because if you don't run to catch a bus, you don't know if it was your bus. If you ran hard enough and you missed the bus, it was not your bus. So for me, the biggest thing that we always talk to her about is the importance of going after the bus, firstly. It's just about audacity as well as hard work, and also just accepting that there's a higher power that ultimately is there, that is working towards your interests. So you know, do your best and trust that everything will be okay.
Run to catch your bus. That's quite an interesting take on things. We'll leave it at that, Funeka. Thanks so much for those insights and for letting us get to know you a bit better. That's Funeka Monjane, who is the Standard Bank Private Personal Banking Chief Executive, joining me in this week's Executive Lounge segment.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.